welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angelo and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn.
Hello and welcome back to another Monday. As always, we're going to go through some more phrasal verbs. We know how much you love them. Today we're going to talk about 10 phrasal verbs with the verb come.
Okay, and so our first phrasal verb is come across, which means to accidentally find something or to find something without looking. So you were not intentionally looking for this thing. And our example is, I was walking to the bus stop when I came across some money.
Wow. Next we have come along, and this has two meanings. The first meaning is to accompany someone to a place. For example, do you mind if my mom comes along? And next is to progress with a task. For example, how's your essay coming along?
And our next one is to come apart. This one only has one definition, which is when an object separates into pieces because it is made to do so or because it is broken. So there's two slight differences in the meaning. And so we'll give you two definitions here. The first one is, the chair comes apart so we can keep it in the closet when we don't need it. Or, I'm sorry I broke your book, it just came apart.
Next we have come back, and there are two meanings. The first meaning is to return. For example, I'll wait for you here. When do you think you will come back? And the next meaning for come back is to reply to someone, especially in an argument, and usually rather quickly. So, I was not ready. I wish I had a better comeback.
We've all been in those situations.
It always feels nice when you have a quick comeback in an argument.
Yep. And our next one is come down with. And so this means to become sick. But usually it's not with a very serious illness. It's just with like a cold or a cough or something like this. And so our example is, my weekend was ruined because I came down with a cold.
Next, we have come in, and this has three meanings. The first meaning is to enter a room or a building. For example, don't ring the bell, just come in when you arrive. The second meaning is to arrive somewhere. For example, what time does her train come in tonight? And the third meaning is a command to enter, also a command to not enter if it's paired with don't. So, don't come in, I'm in the shower.
Okay, our next phrasal verb is come into, and this means to inherit something or to receive money or items from somebody who has died. So for example, she changed after she came into a large sum of money.
Next we have come forward, and this means to offer to do something or to offer information. For example, the organization needs more volunteers to come forward and offer their work. Or, the police are asking for anyone with information to come forward.
Okay, and our next one is come up. And here we have three different meanings. Our first one is to approach someone. For example, he came up to me in the street. Next up is a problem or situation that has just happened. Okay, for example, she said she couldn't come because something came up. And our last definition for come up is something that is going to happen soon. For example, the office has a really busy time coming up.
And our final phrasal verb with come is come up with. And this means to have an idea. So for example, that's a great idea. How did you come up with it?
I don't know. I'm just that clever. Okay, and that's it for today's episode. If you come up with any ideas you'd like us to talk about on the podcast, just let us know via our Instagram page, which is English with Angela and Anna. And we'll see you all on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.